Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. We've got Don in the studio. Ava's here. Don stuffing his face. And we are excited to have you guys with us today. A lot of cool things to talk about. We are going to, it's actually going to be beef stick weekend is what it is. Little story behind that shortly. And a derailment, Don, that went in. I won't have to have a comment. I just figured I'd bring it up to you while you're chewing. A derailment in North Dakota, I believe it was, that it'll interest everybody and involves fishing and beer. With that, we'll be right back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Morning, Ava.
Good morning.
Morning, Don.
Good morning.
It's beef stick weekend,
yeah.
By the way. It's beef stick weekend. If you guys remember, if you've been a long-time listener.
Did I correct you?
Huh?
These are venison sticks.
Well, that's true. You're right. Venison stick weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
let's be.
I should say snack here. What I should have said was snack stick weekend.
Okay.
That would fit, and it's a venison snack stick. Because, it seems like years ago that we brought up the fact that when you get a deer processed, you always have what?
Snack sticks.
Snack sticks. You don't ever have them not done. Ever. Well, one of our crew, wasn't me, wasn't you, Don.
No.
Failed miserably.
Actually, it wasn't Ava.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't me either.
It wasn't poor Ava.
It was my better half.
It was her better half that slipped up on the order.
One needs to make sure that when they're involved in an outdoor program, that they correct the other one before they make that silly mistake.
Okay, so he made the order again this year and still didn't get it right. And then he was like, yeah, well, I was the one that got the deer. And I'm like, all right, well, he won that argument. So.
But in front of me.
Somehow it got corrected.
What?
Where do these come from? Do you see maple sticks anywhere?
No.
It's okay.
He did not order one maple stick package. Not one.
They're jalapeno cheddar.
They're very
venison
good.
Sticks. They're very delicious. Good. I'm looking beyond the type. It doesn't matter to me what type.
All right.
Okay. I'm not being picky. We just hadn't had these for over, Don, 2 years?
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Well, there, and I brought you some earlier.
You did bring them in.
Yes.
Yeah, but you don't count.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of when you have your process because we always cheer on Ava when she gets a deer. And then when they harvest a deer, it's awesome. I love that. And then we come up empty-handed with no beef sticks.
You know, it
or
was
venison sticks.
Yeah, so this is last season's deer,
yeah,
right?
Of course. Yeah.
It was the season before that.
This was?
No,
when
no, no.
He didn't order
right,
maple
exactly.
Sticks.
Exactly. Yeah. So
all I can say is Ava has corrected the issue.
Corrected the
delicious.
Issue. We had them. We're chewing on it right before the came on the show, and they are quite good.
Thank you.
And it's amazing. They do have, it's not marbled cheese throughout. It's right down the middle of the.
It's just like the lead in a pencil.
Yeah.
It's cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's good.
Good job, good. Honey. Mm. You did so good.
Yep. He did. He
Thanks,
done good
Dustin.
This time. Just don't let him forget it.
Right.
That's usually the case.
You'll never forget. You've done good.
It. Yeah, exactly.
And I'll get the deer this year, and I will make the order.
Okay.
But he did do a good job.
Yep.
Just no maple
Just
sticks.
Don't forget the beef sticks or the venison sticks or the snack sticks, whatever you want to call them. There's so many people that make them. There's obviously people that recommend. Well, if you have a recommendation, send it into info@thevalleyoutdoors.com. If you have a recommendation where you think you have the best beef sticks made, send them in to us, and we'll see what we come up with on air and go from there. So send them in. Again, it's info@thevalleyoutdoors.com. So jumping into it quickly, Don, I think we have some weather changes coming up, and it's going to be rather abrupt looking up towards this next week. Looks like we have some summer-like conditions coming.
Some milder weather coming, which is welcomed.
Yeah, the unfortunate part is that without any freezing overnight, and we have apparently 70-some degrees here. It's going to be extremely warm up north where there's a ton of snow. We, for those of you that don't live in a river area or have not ventured to a major river area in spring, we're in major areas around that have a river that we're going to be in for some serious flood conditions is what I'm afraid of. We were afraid of that before, going from winter into summer, and that's going to be a tough thing.
Well, we're referring to the Mississippi River in our area.
But it can be any river.
Any river anywhere. But it's been going fairly well because we've had warm days and it
freezing
melts off
nights.
And then cool nights, so it slows it up. So the river levels have been staying fairly stable.
But
I think we're in for a shot.
They're going up and getting muddy right now.
Yeah.
And just stopped by the Cannon River. They, you know, last weekend was it's going and it's going up. So anyway, so point is, lake fishing coming up. If you're not going to be a river person, crappie as the lakes start to open up, early season panfish or late ice is going to be awesome. And one of the biggest things I find that I have a major problem with, and I keep forgetting it every year, when you go out and you have that light line on, let's say it's that 4 or 6 pound test line,
yep,
and you've left it on over the year, maybe you haven't fished crappie with it for the year, and you start, you don't even think about it, you go out and make that first cast, your line comes off in coils, it's kinked, it's not, it's a mess. You guys, now is the time to make sure you have that squared away. Get your bobber rig set up, get it ready to go. Don't wait. You've got some weekends. It's going to be nice to get out and look through some of that tackle. Walleye fishing, if you're going on the river, great, but you can take the time. Crappie is going to be the first big thing going on, and it is going to be important that you don't have the frustration level. I had that happen last year. I didn't even think about it. Mr. Brain, I've got everything else going on the walleye side, and I was going to go out do some crappie and pan fishing, and all of a sudden it went first trip.
Look like a slinky?
Well, and I use a Thill bobber, and this is one of the other things that's kind of important, but I use the brass insert. So if you're going to go buy a bobber and you want to have the bobber that's actually going to work really well, especially the lighter jigs, use the Thill with the brass insert rather than any other bobber with a plastic tube in it. The brass insert lets the line drop so much more easily. And it's one of those things, it's a trick of the trade. It's one of the things when we were in a lot of tournaments we fish up in Devil's Lake, where bobber fishing there a lot. And a lot of times they use these really small jigs, and you'd have to make sure that you had that light line or lighter line, and you had that because there's no other way to make it work. And really key for crappie. But again, northern bays are going to be big, but check those lines. Make sure that you've got that stripped off. If you're using a braid, just flip-flop the braid, go the outside to one, and then flip it around so you get fresh line on the outside of it. You can do that multiple times. So check that out. Make sure you do that. Crappie season's coming. Walleye is in full swing. The fish are going gangbusters. And get it before they're not gettable and the water gets too high. So check that out. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to be talking a little bit about a freight train derailment and it's one you wouldn't want to forget. Trust me. Stay tuned.